Welcome back to the Oklahoma Today podcast, bringing you all the best from the great state of Oklahoma. This week, we are back at our home away from home, the Vault 405 in Edmond, talking with Chris Thatcher about Science Museum Oklahoma and all of the fun ways that you can get your fun kids out of your fun hair on super-duper fun spring break. I'm a parent.
Okay, but Science Museum Oklahoma is fun.
Your kids are fun.
Your hair is actually pretty fun.
Thank you so much.
And spring break, well, I'm an adult, so I don't get spring break. So,
Before we jump into it, a word from our sponsor. The Oklahoma Today podcast is brought to you by MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Celebrating its 20th year, the MIO Coalition represents over 70 Oklahoma food processors and agricultural producers. These companies are known for products you can depend on for consistency, quality, taste, and flavor. Local has a name, and the name is MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Learn more at www.miocoalition.com.
And you guys got to go really quickly to the MIO
Expo.
To the MIO Expo in Goldsby this week. How was that?
It was awesome.
So much.
We ate lots of food.
I think that I wish more people could go to something like that because I think probably a lot of people don't realize how many the depth and breadth of products that are made, processed, whatever in Oklahoma. Head Country was there, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bar S, which I did not know was made in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And we just had a nice drop off, speaking of Head Country, from our friend CR Head, who gave us some bottles of Head Country to give away.
Yeah. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bar S had these donut corn dog things that were...
They have apple cinnamon and old fashioned, and I violated my vegetarianism to try one of them, and it was totally worth it.
I think that the batter tastes very similar to like a funnel cake, it's...
Very crisp around the outside, and not too sweet, just a little bit sweet.
Yeah, Mountain View Meats was there. They're out of Stillwell, and they had their hot link. And I got to say, here's the thing. I love sausage just in general. I've always been a fan of spices and meats. Mm-hmm. However, I've never really been a huge fan of hot links. Most of the time I feel like hot links have that kind of like spongy pink with the little cubes of white fat that never seem to melt.
This has been the Oklahoma Today podcast, and Greg is wrong.
Here's what I'll say is that the hot link that I had from Mountain View Meats was so good. Mm-hmm. Natural casing, and it crisps up really nicely. This great crunch and then the snap of the meat on the inside. And it's a true sausage. It's not a hot dog or anything like that. All that stuff. Deliterra was there. They had a dark chocolate Strozoprezi, which...
Strozoprezi!
Which I looked up last night. I was trying to explain it to my dad. It's it translates literally as priest choker or priest strangler. And the reasons for that are myriad. Why people might call it that. I think most likely it's shaped a little bit like the priest's collar. Mm-hmm. But there's also some stories about like giving the priest a hint that maybe he's overstayed his welcome by serving him.
That is a very Italian thing to do.
Just like honest to God, if you haven't yet, go to miocoalition.com.
Seriously.
And just take a look around. There's so many different companies, so many really great products, and those are great ways for you to support Oklahoma.
True.
And Oklahoma products and Oklahoma people without giving anything up.
Yeah. I mean you can just go to your regular grocery store and get a lot of these products.
Kind of,
you don't even have to go to a specialty store.
Yeah, you're not going out of your way. You can buy local wherever you buy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amelia's Yogurt, which you can also get at Urban Agrarian out here. There's a lot. Yeah, it's really great. Anyway, I hope everybody, you know, there are sponsors.
An extended bit for our sponsor, but you guys had a good time. You had a legit good time.
I guess, and this is what I will always say is MIO is our sponsor, and we are very happy with that. I would talk up MIO products any day of the week without it because they do really good work. Thank you guys for
speaking. Also, one last thing about MIO products is Carly made our state fair winning recipe recently using some MIO products, and you guys will be able to read about that on the website.
Yes,
quick.
I
yeah.
did.
Can't wait for everybody to find out how that went.
Well, let's get Chris in here and talk about science.
Yeah.
Museum. All right, we are here with Chris Thatcher from the Science Museum Oklahoma, and Chris, you are tell us a little bit about your job and tell us a little bit about Science Museum.
Okay, I'm the audience engagement specialist. I work with pretty much all the demos, and that's what we're going to talk about because we got spring break coming up.
Yay!
Yes, our biggest time of the year. It's some of the times that we're most excited about. We got a couple of camps going on, although the camps for the little ones are the only ones that have a few spots available right now.
How early, if someone wants to sign their kid up for an SMO camp for spring break, when should you start looking for that?
I think we post on the website about a month beforehand, and that lets everything. And just so everybody knows, the camps fill up quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so you got to keep an eye out on those. In fact, constantly watching our website for new activities and things coming up is always a good plan for us.
Well, I mean, that's where you can find, because you guys sell out pretty quick on a lot of the SMO adult stuff at
Absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely.
I don't know how recently you've done one of these. I remember taking my son probably 4 years ago to an overnight Star Wars thing, and he got to build a little mini lightsaber. It was a hoot, man. Yeah,
we just had an adult, not Star Wars, in a galaxy far, far away.
Yes.
Sorry, yeah. SMO 21. Uh-huh. Oh yeah, no, we just did that. And it was a blast. In fact, our SMO 21s are a hot commodity.
I love those things. Yeah. We've been to a few of them, and they are
always
a blast.
We all went together one time. Yeah,
we did. My husband doesn't like anything.
Yeah.
He's true Gen X. He doesn't like it. And he had so much fun at one that we went to. He loved it.
It's the most fun we have. Uh-huh. In all honesty, it's the times when we get to play the most. And it makes us feel less like we're in a state of arrested development, because it's like a support group. It's like, oh, hey, other nerds, right on.
For those listeners who don't know, why don't you tell us what a SMO 21 event is?
A SMO 21 is no kids allowed. It's adults only, 21 and up. We pick a theme. We got some themes coming up this year. I don't know those off the top of my mind, but
in the past, you've done things like not Star Wars, and
not
Harry Potter one.
In case
anyone from our friends at Google are listening.
Exactly. Yeah. A not Harry Potter and a not Star Wars. But if you want to come and play and fandom out to whatever theme we got, it's always welcome.
Yeah,
it's great. It's a great time. And, you know, while things are so busy and exciting during spring break, we're going to be having some kind of traveling, I guess you would call exhibits or demos kind of things going around on some carts. Going to be doing some fire eating and letting the audience play a little bit. Yeah.
Not with the fire eating, though. That will be done by professionals, I'm assuming.
Oh, no. I'm going to let you eat fire.
I want to eat fire.
I'm the guy that does the dangerous stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it's fine. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We are completely safe. I'm not going to put anybody in trouble. But it looks a lot more dangerous than it actually really is.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we're going to have a lot of things going on like that.
That's really great. So, tell me a little bit about, planning for spring break. I'm sure it's like all hands on deck because
Absolutely.
The place is packed. Even if you're not, and we should say, even if you have not signed your kid up for a camp, you know, it's still open. The museum's open. You know, if you also have the day off, you can go with your kids. I mean, obviously, you can't just go drop your kids off.
No.
But
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing is, it's going to be busy. And it's spring break. Everything's going to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
What we're offering is a vast space that you can go see a ton of things. And as long as the traffic is moving, you're going to be able to see everything in that museum. But on top of that, I'm going to be bringing some carts around and bringing science to the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just to make sure that everybody gets a hands-on experience during spring break.
What is there anything that you look for when you're designing these interactive exhibits? How do you find something that is going to appeal to that kind of vast swath of ages? Because I've seen kids in there as young as 3 all the way up to, you know, 18 and trying to find a dark space to go make out with somebody. So,
okay, so our mission statement is we enrich people's lives by revealing the wonder and relevance of science. Oh, and the key is the wonder. And so everything about science, as long as you're able to find that point that's going to hook someone and make them go home and think about science and go to school and talk about science and to kind of immerse their lives, you want to light that spark. And with me, I found explosions work really well. fire is great, but in all honesty, and that's a little bit of a joke, but it's also really true. but I think it's just yourself connecting with the work.
Yeah.
And people feed off of that. So if you take the time to connect with science and be a little bit vulnerable and engaging with the audience, it's hard not to shoot for retention and have that be infectious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's amazing how learning how the world works just creates. One of the things I love about science is how every answer creates 5 more questions.
Absolutely.
You know? And you can follow that. I mean, humanity has been following that, has been falling down that rabbit hole forever to our great benefit.
The more you learn, the more questions you have.
Yeah.
Constantly. Yeah. And if you're learning, you're constantly asking questions. Yeah. That's how you're doing it right.
Yeah.
The most fascinating thing I find about science is the more things that make us feel, I guess, relatively insignificant in the universal spectrum are the same things that I find that tie us together and in a weird way make us as large as the galaxy themselves. So that's infectious to me.
And that's beautiful.
Thanks. But oh yeah, man, I love my job, and this is the most exciting time of the year for us.
Is there a permanent exhibit somewhere in Science Museum that you kind of find yourself going, like just personally, that you just find yourself going back and back and back to?
Oh, okay. Yes and no. Okay, so Smart Space and Cosmic Culture.
Okay.
Those are constant galleries that are changing with different artworks and things like that. And we have a brand new Empathy exhibit coming up.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah. And I'm really excited about that. The things that are permanently there. Okay, so I've been going to the museum since 1986.
Wow.
Since I was like 6 years old, and the aviation exhibit always. And when I walk through it, I get a weird sense of nostalgia now.
Yeah.
Also, at the same time, maybe you guys can relate going to visit the Science Museum and sitting in the bleachers with your school group.
Yes.
So we got a brand new entrance there. And one of the things that I was happiest about is that they put the bleachers back.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if it's a good memory in all reality, but having that memory for some reason, knowing that other kids will have that, is weirdly comforting.
Yeah. See, my memory of those bleachers is that I would always, every time I would go with my parents, I would get distracted by some cool science thing and I'd wander off and get lost, and then that's where I knew to like go and wait.
Absolutely, yeah.
When I was ready to be found again, I would just go to the bleachers and wait there.
I have found, I've got a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old, and we go back frequently. The aviation exhibit is absolutely one, especially the where you can get into the cockpit and feel that. That's really cool. In the last few years, I guess you guys have added that that second floor giant game.
Yeah, big game theory.
Great.
Oh yeah. Man, so I love that. And being able to build with like enormous Legos and like all these big foam shapes, and then people playing like, you know, wizard chess almost.
Oh, yeah.
I love it so much.
A giant battleship.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Or checkers if you don't know how to play chess.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have multiple pieces. The thing, if you're interested in that, we have Kiva. OMN has got Kiva down there right now, and it's very simple. It's blocks.
Yeah.
And you're just going in there, and they have different challenges in different areas where you can build different things. We have little catapults in there, so whatever you build, you can destroy as
nice.
Well.
Awesome.
Which is always fun. Destruction is always weirdly fun.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess teaching about entropy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and another place is the Tinker area. My kids love going in and making paper airplanes,
absolutely.
And then they've got those airplane launchers.
That is so much.
Oh
fun.
Yes,
yeah. It doesn't matter how old you are. Like I could definitely be like, all right, I'm leaving the kids at home. I'll be at Science Museum. I've got 3 hours. I'm going to get it into each one of the targets.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. See, our tinkerers are actually brilliant. The two guys that run those. You're talking about the Tinker Works and Curiosity, and
yes.
We also have the Tinkering Garage down on the main floor.
Yeah.
And the concepts that they come up with every single month to get kids engaged and keep them playing actually kind of blows my mind constantly. I'm like, oh man, maybe I'm not as smart as I thought I was. But there's a lot of things with the people that I work with at the museum that kind of make me constantly question that. I have degrees in theater, so sciences is confusing to me at times.
You know, I've always found that, I mean, I'm a journalist by training, and as these guys will tell you, that means knowing nothing. Mm. But I worked for a medical research foundation for a while, and I don't know if this is something for you, I found really great joy in being able to take those very complex scientific theories and ideas and translate them to adults, and in your case to kids, break them down even further. But when you can take something really high level and teach it to somebody who has no experience with science, that creates a you haven't just taught them something, you've also created another teacher, because those kids and those adults, they can't wait to tell somebody else about this thing that they know that they've learned.
You know, you talk about education, and in my opinion, informal education, which is what we technically work in, is a great microcosm of the concept of community itself. You can watch literally watch a spark be ignited and see that kid later still talking about the exact same little thing that you found relatively insignificant. You've done it 1,000 times. Mm. And they're still talking about that. And the fact that you know that knowledge is going to carry over is so prideful, weirdly enough. But yeah, it's a great sense of community to watch people collectively learn. So if you take a really complex concept, and you're able to share that experience with all ages, that is the utopian ideology of community,
sure.
I find.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love it.
And the cool thing about science, too, especially when you're working with little kids, is that so much of, I mean, science is by nature reproducible, right? And there's a result. There's some kind of a physical result. You know, like I remember doing chemistry experience with my dad when I was a kid, and, you know, like something blue would turn brown.
Yeah.
Just like that, you know, and it's like, it's like magic, but then you say, well, here's why that happened.
Yeah.
You know?
And
it's
I worked for a magician for years. And true story. And I'll tell you, weirdly enough, I find myself as like, oh, yeah, I've seen that done before. But they told me it was magic.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's always really funny. Magicians and scientists use the exact same thing.
It's that old Asimov thing, right, about that anything is sufficiently technologically advanced would appear to like magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to kids, everything is that.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is magic.
Yeah.
Everything is magic. Oh, yeah.
And then the idea of having a place where you're saying, come here. I'm going to teach you how this magic works.
Yeah, you can do it. It's empowering.
Yeah. Truly, truly amazing. Yeah. And one of the many reasons why, I've just seeing Science Museum over this last decade, even just the huge changes, the addition of curiosity.
Oh my goodness.
Has been huge, I think, for really engaging kids in that 6 to 9 year old range, in a way. Some of my friends have kids, and it's always like, where do you want to go this weekend? Oh man, I mean, let's make it a twofer and we'll hit the zoo and we'll go to Science Museum. And watching them run into curiosity, and just they instinctively know that this is a place that not only can you run around and be insane, but also test, touch, turn that knob and flip that switch and just do anything. And it's a personal discovery.
Yeah.
And then when you see somebody who figures out one of the sort of overarching concepts of like, hey, if you load all of these little balls in here then and press this button, they all explode out. And it's like, and they tell everyone, and then you see just a group of kids suddenly organize. It's like, everybody get the balls.
Yeah.
You know?
and to me though, that is legitimately magic. You talk about that click, that turn on that you see kids innately have. Even when you try to talk to them 30 seconds into it and they're inconsolable, they're breathing hard, they don't even know what they just did, completely overstimulated. And that to me is the funnest part of my job. Literally seeing kids lose it, because you know what, I mean, they got to go home with their parents.
Am I correct that you used to do the Science Live?
Yes, absolutely.
The big stage show with Otto, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So we took Otto out of the show not too long ago, but yeah, it was weird to have Otto in the show and on the floor at the same time, creating some confusion. Otto's just going to focus more on the floor. I did Science Live for years, and I'm with this new job, I'm weirdly starting to miss it every now and then. I'll walk in there and just get a warm feeling like, this feels like it makes sense. But
you know, also because there's fire.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the beauty of it is I can play with fire all day. No one really stops me.
Playing with fire.
We do need to welcome in our next guest. He's from the Oklahoma City Fire Department.
He was listening the whole time.
Arson inspector.
Yeah, your fourth grade teacher is here. Very disappointed.
Oh, man. Yeah. But here's the thing. Also, I should say I'm incredibly safe.
Good.
Yeah, I am. Naturally. I am incredibly safe.
That's the first thing you learn. I mean, seriously, doing science is
safety. Well, I was a stuntman for years.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so I had to learn how to do that crazy stuff.
Can we throw you off the roof later and see how it goes?
Okay.
I mean, no offense. I quite like you, but it just seems like you'd be able to deal with
it. Can we throw you off the roof later?
But,
no offense.
For science.
I'll say this. I had to stop jumping off roofs because at around 34-ish, I broke my neck, weirdly enough. So,
wow.
Yeah. Jumping off of buildings now is not the best idea.
You know, if you're going to break your neck, really, your 20s are really the time to
break. Yeah, I was a late bloomer on the neck breaking.
Yeah. There will be no broken necks at Science Museum of Oklahoma.
Right.
No.
Wonder and
no.
Fascination and learning.
I really enjoy walking.
Yeah. Well, Chris, thank you so much for
thank you
for
guys
coming on and talking with
great.
Us. And if you are interested, what's the website for Science Museum?
It's sciencemuseumok.org.
Okay.
Also, just to let you guys know, on March 14th, I feel like I would be doing a great disservice if I didn't mention, we have an Earth Optimism Summit.
Cool.
And it's revolving around a younger age, that junior high to high school level. There's a lot of kids out there that are literally seeing what's going on in the world and thinking, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And we're trying to address that and let them know that there is a point and that the systems are in play to make this world a better place. And we're just going to try to help them go down that road. So please check it out. March 14th.
Awesome.
Yeah,
wow.
Thank you guys. Thank
wow.
you.
Wow. And what a good lead into our next segment, because we have events.
March 9th through 24th. Shed those winter coats, hop in the car, and drive until you hit Vianne. That's it. You're ready for spring break at Ten Killer Park. That means s'more making, hayrides, Zumba classes, and probably more things that don't seem to go together. Visit TravelOK.com for more info.
And to put it out there, adults deserve spring break, too.
March 13th. Ever wanted to sleep with the fishes, but you were too nervous to join the mafia? Then bring the whole family to Jenks for the Oklahoma Aquarium's Z's in the Seas. Join the fishy friends of the aquarium, including sharks, stingrays, seahorses, and many more. At 7 p.m., the aquarium becomes a slumber party filled with games, a scavenger hunt, a movie, and a flashlight tour. After staying the night near the animals, enjoy a complimentary breakfast before leaving the next morning. Tickets are $45 at www.okaquarium.org.
Best lock-in ever. All I got to do was be locked in the Weatherford YMCA. March 13th. Looking for a good laugh after a tough work week? Come see comedian Trevor Noah live for one evening at the Paradise Cove at River Spirit Casino in Tulsa. Whether you're a fan of The Daily Show or his 2016 autobiography, Born a Crime, by the way, great book if you haven't read it. Actually, audiobook is the way to go with that one. Yeah. But either way, Noah provides comedic social commentary with a unique, hilarious twist for a fantastic show. Tickets are $65 to $75, and you can get them at tickets.riverspirittulsa.com. It's all one word, riverspirittulsa.com.
March 13th through 16th, you don't have to binge-watch Jurassic Park to experience the majesty of the prehistoric era. The past is as close as the Oklahoma State Fair Park, where you can enjoy Jurassic Quest, an interactive experience guided by paleontologists. Feeling dangerous? Take a ride on the back of a 24-foot Tyrannosaurus Rex. This all-ages educational weekend is not one to miss. Tickets are $21.50 to $40 at JurassicQuest.com.
Take my nephew.
March 14th. It's not necessary to be Irish to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. It's fun for everyone. Just bring your appetite and good vibes to Claremore for the St. Paddy's Party. This annual event celebrates the Celtic traditions of St. Patrick in a town get-together providing all the green beer a liver can handle, as well as games and an event passport. Fill all of the event spots on the passport for a chance to win prizes. Take the party bus so you're sure not to miss any of this Irish celebration. Admission is free. DowntownClaremore.org will give you some more information about that.
Awesome. Also, I'm just going to put in a plug here. We have Shamrock Okie shirts now. So if it's the last minute and you need something for St. Patrick's Day, visit TravelOK.com. There's a shopping link.
Well, yep. Not literally the last minute because you have to, like, get it.
It will have to be shipped.
Yes.
Listen, you. See how they treat me, listeners? Do you see how they treat me? All right. Anyway, Okie Shamrock shirts available now at TravelOK.com. March 14th, we all need a mix-up when it comes to our mixtapes. The same 10 songs on repeat simply won't do, and that's why you should come to the second annual Porch Fest in Eufaula. Enjoy fantastic local food and get an earful of live music, including bluegrass, blues, country, and soft rock, all played on 5 porches. Festival attendees are recommended to bring a lawn chair or blanket. And admission is free. Get more information at carltonlanding.com.
Thank you guys so much for downloading us and letting us whisper sweet Oklahoma nothings in your ear. If you would, and you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you don't miss an episode. If you're an Apple iTunes user, we certainly would love a rate and a review.
Yes, yes.
5 stars, please.
Yeah, that would be so nice. If you have any questions or comments, send those to oktpod@travelok.com.
Let me just say this, too, about the ratings. Sorry.
Sure.
Listeners, you know that you gave that Lyft driver who was way too talkative and asked way too personal questions. You know, just out of kindness, you gave them 5 stars and a tip. So, you know, we're not even
asking for a tip.
I know.
We're just saying.
This is free.
It's free and it takes 1 second. And you gave it to that Lyft driver, so you can give it to us, too. We love you. Thank you.
Please visit oklahomatoday.com/subscribe. Make sure you don't miss an issue of the magazine. Right now, we've got the food issue on stands, and it's one of our favorites of the year. I'll be honest with you, though. I feel like we're going to say that about 5 other issues this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good one, though. You know, I was on Reddit the other day in the Oklahoma sub, and someone literally had a post that said "food worth driving for?" ?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let me tell you what we've got for you. It was nice.
Thank you again for downloading, and we hope to talk to you again next week.
We'll be talking about tacos.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, next week, Mexican food. You don't want to miss it.
Everything in this world is made up of matter, and those matters behave with each other in certain ways. And that, students, is chemistry.